Hi, and once again, and welcome back to Life Sites, the radio show. We once again are going to do another edition of this show. And today we're going to talk about a continuation of what we've been discussing in terms of the overemphasis of principles over relationship, and in particular, how we can break through that process and get to the relational aspect of the closeness with the Lord Jesus Christ and a closeness with the Father. And it's done eventually, as we'll discuss, depending on the Holy Spirit, which is quite miraculous and incredible. Well, this week we're going to focus in on how as we talked about last time, when we get close to the Lord Jesus Christ, it's the ultimate. It's the greatest element of relational closeness that we can have with anybody. And the Father has willed that because He wants us to identify, because we do, identify most with the Lord Jesus Christ, because He was fully God and fully man. And He came here and walked amongst us, so to say. And so to this day, we still powerfully identify with Him. And so as we develop that closeness, we talked about how this is all going to turn to a dependency on the Holy Spirit, which is going to, in effect, ignite even more closeness with the Lord Jesus, the Father, and even more dependency on the Holy Spirit. And it's just around and around in a very positive way. I mean, there's so much negativity in life and negativity in our society, unfortunately, as well in the evangelical Christian world that we operate in, that we have to sort of break through all that and get to the positives of what the faith of our Christian faith is all about. And so we've been talking about that. We've been talking about this approach that Howard Blandeau had taught me, and that was first to develop a closeness with the Lord Jesus, or attempt to, and then as we do, a fascinating thing happens. In the Gospel of John, the Lord Jesus says this, then said, let me get the verse here, John chapter 8, verse 19, then said they unto him, where's thy Father? Jesus answered, ye neither know me, nor my Father. If you had known me, you should have known my Father also. I mean, that's earth-shattering to me. That the Lord Jesus is saying to them, He's walking amongst them, and He's saying to these folks, if you know me, you're going to know my Father. But the key is, you don't know me. And so what He's saying is, you need to know me, then you'll know the Father. What else is He saying? I believe this is what He's saying. The most important person in your life to get to know is me. And once you do that, everything else falls in line. And so as we've been talking about this approach that Howard Blandeau taught me, go to Jesus first, and then you'll get to know the Father. That will begin to happen. Will it happen as close in a social sense as with the Lord Jesus? No, because I believe that the Father wants us overwhelmingly to emphasize that special closeness with our special Savior. So, but we will have that intimacy with the Father when we have that intimacy with the Lord Jesus Christ. And in my experience, as I've become closer and closer to the Lord Jesus, I've started to get closer, and I've started to more understand who God the Father is. Now, God the Father can speak to us. Again, my experience has been much, much less than the Lord Jesus, and we'll get into that down the line, how powerfully He speaks to us. The Father can, and He does, but it's less frequent, because I believe that part of it may be that the Father wants to have a role as, you know, God the Father, kind of the one up in the sky, if you will, the supreme, the greatest being, so to say, the one that could wipe us out without even trying. You know, thunder and lightning. But yes, he also wants us to know his love. I agree with that. But I think he also wants us to have that incredible honor and glory and reverence for him that can bring us to tears, my friends, where we can understand how unbelievable he is. And then he's reserved, again, that special role for his son that he sent here, that did his will perfectly to die for us. And he wants to reward the Lord Jesus, and part of that incredible reward is to say to us, you know what, I still want you to be looking to the Lord Jesus as your Savior every day of your life. I still want you to have a faith, you know, the faith that we had to become Christians and to be saved and have eternal life. I still want you to develop that faith ongoing. You need to mature that. And as well, I want you to understand that the same thing applies, that even now, I want you to go through my son so that you can get to know me. Can we get to know God some ways without going through Jesus? I guess in a sense we can, but to me, it's not even close, because as I've gone through Jesus, it's unbelievable how much more I understand, know, adore, love, worship, glorify, honor the Father, and in great thanksgiving as well. So it's the approach that we're talking about that Howard Blandeau had taught me, that has helped change my life. And that was the initial focus on the Lord Jesus. And I remember Howard saying, George, we have so much in the Lord Jesus. We have so much. Yeah, and we have everything in him. And the Father wants us to understand that he meets all of our needs. He's the one that we need to focus our Christian lives on. Do we need to focus on the Father at times? Yes. But again, the emphasis overwhelmingly, as we talked about in the past, the Bible has a lot of things of emphasis, is to look to the Lord Jesus for that intimacy, that sort of marriage. Jesus is going to come back and marry the church, so to say, and the bride and all that, and that's incredible. But it's also with us as individuals right now, before all the, you know, grand finale fireworks take place. He wants to have this incredible intimacy with us as individuals, and the Father wants that as well. So, and yeah, I've noticed there are many Christians that will focus on the Father, in my opinion, humble opinion, I don't want to get down on anybody, too much, in the sense that that's like the major focus of our Christian faith. And meanwhile, the Father, as I read the New Testament, clearly wants us to be involved with the Lord Jesus in a dynamic, loving intimacy relationship, the most close social relationship of our lives is to be with the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, when this happens, as we go to the Lord Jesus first, then we get to know the Father more, and we get to love him more, we get to glorify him and honor him more. These two things that are taking place in this approach that Howard Blandeau taught me begin to set up a dependency with the Holy Spirit. Why? Because the faith issue is tapped into. In other words, if I'm talking to the Lord Jesus in my mind, or maybe out loud, and I'm saying to the Lord Jesus, I love you. If I haven't heard him speak back to me, and Lord Jesus, thank you for dying for me. Lord Jesus, help save my life today. Whatever it may be, that action, along with glorifying and honoring the Father, along with understanding how much he loves us, these things begin to develop the faith that we talked about, because those things that we're talking about now are done in love. It's a relationship. And so that relationship builds. And as it builds, and it doesn't have to take long, as it builds, we become open to, or the door is open to the Holy Spirit in dependency. Because as we talked about before, that faith that we have in need of with the dependency on the Holy Spirit is crucial in our lives. So as that faith grows by the love and the relationship with the Lord Jesus and the Father, we are in a position, in fact, it may feel suddenly that you are in a position of dependency on the Holy Spirit. Now, I talked about love, and I talked about love with the Lord Jesus and the Father, and the Holy Spirit is third closest in a social sense. The Lord Jesus first, the Father second, the Holy Spirit third. Now, you know, some may feel that's a slight on the Holy Spirit. I don't believe so because of this. What the Father has willed is that we absolutely need to be in a dependency on the Holy Spirit. It's like we're connected at the hip. We have to have the Holy Spirit in our life in an incredibly powerful, dependent kind of way. And why is that, George? It's because we need the spirit, the spiritual. This all has to take place in the spiritual realm. And obviously the Christian spiritual, the good spiritual. But the Holy Spirit is the one who will give us the ability, the foundation, the very spiritual life that we need. The Holy Spirit gives us in an unbelievable way. And as we talked about before, we are born by the Holy Spirit. And Titus talks about that. Paul, I think, in Titus. So that the Spirit gives us a new birth, but the Spirit then does not stop there. The Holy Spirit continues to give us life and power in the spiritual realm as long as, yes, we're going through the approach of love first and in principle second. Love first and commandments second. I mean, we have to do the commandments of the Lord Jesus. They're vital. I'm not throwing them out the door. Extremely vital. But it's the love that gets the ball rolling. And so we have the Holy Spirit and that dependency growing from our relationship, as we've talked about, powerfully and closely with the Lord Jesus, then a relationship with the Father that's not as powerful in the social sense. Our love for all three is equal. And then that opens the door wide for a dependency on the Holy Spirit. And that is mega balance. I talked about how the closeness is much more of the Lord Jesus than the Father, than the Holy Spirit, than the last, in terms of, oh boy, Holy Spirit's out there. No, the Holy Spirit is absolutely what we need. We need to depend on Him more than I can ever express in words. Because as I found out, the Holy Spirit, again, without the Spirit, we're sunk. Well, today, that's not going to wrap up. What I want to talk about is my first book in the book one of the Life Sites series, Insights into the Individual Christian Life. Book one is The Path to Individual Breakdown. Book two is Old Self, New Self. And book three, well, that's coming down the line. If I replay this radio show, it may already be out. But for now, it'll be coming down the line. Broadcasting here in July 2011. Boy, is the time flying. The website, my friends, is untojesusnotmen.com. That's untojesusnotmen.com. And you can also purchase the books at Barnes & Noble and on Amazon as well. But the website, again, untojesusnotmen.com. And those books, I think, are very powerful and very important. They're the insights of myself and Howard Blandeau sort of fused together and unified, what have you, in terms of what we want to say to folks to help them in living their Christian life out and living that incredible loving relationship we can have with the Lord Jesus in particular, but also with the Father and the Spirit, as we talked about. And before we sign off, I need to read this legal statement disclaimer. This radio show in no way is intended to be used to diagnose, treat, or cure any specific individual problem or problems. Individuals are highly recommended to see a qualified helping professional medical doctor, or other caregiver to help them diagnose, treat, and to cure their own specified problem or problems. Well, until next time, may the Lord Jesus Christ bless you, and may you be unto Jesus, not unto men. Goodbye.